Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. I've got a really special guest this week. We're going to be talking about Rockland County. Rockland is at its finest during the holiday season, and I'm going to be speaking with Lucy Regiposki, who is the Director of Economic Growth and Tourism for Rockland County. So she is very knowledgeable in what's going on over there. Happy holiday.
I'm doing great, thank you. Same to you.
All right. Well, we haven't done a show on Rockland in a while, so you know, you can kick it off, give us an overview, and then take it in the directions you want us to know about.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here today and talk to you about Rockland County. Yes, Rockland County during the holiday season is certainly a place to come and visit and enjoy everything that we have to offer. Rockland is known for its unique mix of Hudson River villages, our mountain vistas, the distinguished shopping, and certainly our entertainment, our panoramic views. We have 32,000 acres of untouched parkland. Wow. That simply take your breath away during every time of the year. And whether you're looking for a friends and family getaway or a solo adventure, Rockland is certainly the place to go. There's opportunities to stroll through waterfront villages, enjoy backdrop sceneries, take hikes along our 200 miles of trails and parks, and really have an opportunity to delight yourself with a taste of unique local brews like at the Industrial Arts Brewing Company in Garnerville or Defiant Brewery in Pearl River, just a couple of the breweries that are popping up around Rockland County, and as well as an opportunity to experience Rockland's charm. You can visit our vibrant towns. There's always something for everyone in Rockland, and one of the things that we are specializing in right now is our shopping. The holiday shopping season is upon us.
You're the best shopping, I think, in the Hudson Valley. You guys really have some great sites. So let's go through that. Yeah.
We do. If you love, our shopping centers alone offer a variety of retail brands and fun events for all the ages. Premier shopping destinations, unlike any other. We are the home of the Palisades Center, which is the eighth largest shopping mall in the United States, as well as the Shop at Nanuet, which is an exclusive outdoors mall with a variety of upscale retail brands. But if you're looking for unique shopping experiences where you'll find things that you won't find anywhere else in our quaint boutiques and our unique shops, certainly come to Nyack or Piermont, and you will certainly find things that you will not see doubles of when you give out gifts. You know, sometimes people seem to get the same thing, but when you shop at Nyack or in Piermont, certainly they will be unique and special gifts.
I tell you, it's such a joy to see these beautiful little communities, so well kept. The merchants love the area they're in, and the shops look so beautiful. And really, you've got an intelligent bunch of people. You really get some really, really nice things. There's brands that, you know, again, you're talking about specialized brands, but I mean, even things like crafts and you know, and then you got great places to eat. So, yeah, Nyack and Piermont are your two star as far as the boutique community, right? Are those the big centers?
Yeah, but that does not negate the fact that that's sprinkled throughout Rockland County. We have areas like Haverstraw that also has, you know, shops and wonderful restaurants. We have four river towns. It's not just Piermont and Nyack. There's also Haverstraw and Stony Point. So there are opportunities throughout the county for unique shopping.
Yep, and I think you guys, if I need to go to an Apple store, I think you're the closest for us, and that's in the big mall there, the Palisades Center. And I think you also, do you have a Costco down there? Was it a Costco or a Trader Joe? That, again, you can't find hardly any of them anywhere in New York.
Yeah, we do have a Costco in Nanuet, and we do have those types of stores as well if people are looking to, you know, purchase and shop at those locations.
Yeah, very, very special. The from what you're seeing, you probably get the New York City crowd coming up too, right? Because you're right over the bridge.
We're only 30 miles north of New York City and fairly easy to get to if you can, you know, come up, across the new Mario Cuomo Bridge or the Tappan Zee Bridge, as many of us are still calling it.
Yes.
We're able to, you know, really tap into the weekenders for New York City, and we have seen an increase in that tourist population coming up into the county.
Yep. Well, we're up in Orange County, but, you know, there are some really, really nice places to stay down there that somebody can go down and just spend a whole weekend, and everything's decorated for the holidays. So, you know, you continue, though. I don't want to get in your way. How else do you want to, you know, what else do you want to tell people about what's going on down
well,
there?
Well, I'd like them to know the things that are happening specifically in this upcoming month of December and into January with the holidays. You know, we've got our annual St. Nicholas Day Family Festival at the Jacob Lovett House in New City coming up in December, as well as a Christmas parade in Suffern, the beautiful holiday lights in Nyack, indoor street fair and gift galleries in Nyack, Piermont, the holiday festival that's going to be happening. I'm just mentioning them to you, but certainly on our website, explorerocklandny.com, there's more information for your listeners that are interested to take a look there.
They got to find the dates. That's the main thing. They got to know what date it's going to be. And So it's Explore Rockland. What? Explore Rockland?
ExploreRocklandny.com.
Yep.
Certainly there your listeners can get more details as to the dates and the times and locations for all of these events. But certainly there's a plethora of events or interest of anyone, you know, of all ages. There's a holiday Victorian tea at the Bricktown Inn, one of our bed and breakfasts, where you can enjoy an assortment of teas, finger sandwiches, scones, and cookies, and be surrounded by your beautifully festive decor, which is one of our specialties in Rockland County. Just driving around in the county and visiting different places to just look at the lights and the decor, the trees that are popping up all over every single town. Haverstraw is having their street lighting festival, all of them. There's a Toyland Holiday Show in Pearl River that's going to be coming up, and as well as a Berry Mary Holiday Trailside Museum and Zoo at Tompkins Cove. So there's a lot that's going on that the families can enjoy as well as couples. And that's just during the month of December. But if we look at throughout the entire holiday season, the Bear Mountain Ice Rink is open for those to enjoy, as well as, you know, we've got something special at Lucas Candies, which is in Haverstraw, that started this month in November with making candy canes live for all to come and see, and that's every weekend. So certainly something enjoyable for everyone.
Pearl River's the town where they paint the line green for St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely, yes. Pearl River has the second largest St. Patrick's Day parade in the state of New York, and certainly that's coming up in March as well.
Yeah, candy is a big thing this time of the year, too. So having a local candy maker, that's really nice. So it's called Lucas Candies, and it's in Haverstraw.
Exactly, and there's also the Chocolate Matisse in Orangeburg, and they also have, you can make your own chocolate there as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
These places
I
go and check out because I didn't know about them, so I've got to definitely go check it out. So.
No, absolutely. And, you know, another location that for entertainment is the Garner Arts Center. Uh-huh. I don't know if your listeners know about that, but it certainly is it's a historic district that has stunning example of 19th century industrial architecture and on 14 acres, and now it's a place where makers hone their craft. So it's really an arts center where the public can enjoy art exhibition, installations, film screening, live performances, a creekside sculpture trail, the on-site craft brewer, lots of things to do at Garner Arts. I certainly would love for folks to come and visit that in Garnerville, New York.
It's Garnerville, New York. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that in the northern part of the county, or where in the county is it?
It's right next to Haverstraw.
Oh, okay. Great. Easy
it's
to
in Garnerville,
find.
Yeah.
Easy to find. Good. Wow. Yep. These are great places to visit. There's a lot of arts. Helen Hayes Theater. I mean, you've got some really, really great, you know, arts down there.
Yeah, we have quite a few theaters. I mean, Penguin Rep Theater is absolutely stunning in Stony Point. They put on wonderful productions. Yep. And there's a variety of theaters in the county that certainly have great productions. But I'd like to talk a little bit about our dining, if I may.
Oh, please do. Yes.
Yeah. You know, we are home to the 76 House in Japan, which is the New York's oldest tavern.
Yes.
And certainly it's a place where George Washington walked through, and a wonderful American cuisine that is also beautifully decorated for the holiday season.
I heard they have a really nice brunch down there, and they have music, too, sometimes. Is that true?
They do. They have occasional live music or saloon nights.
Okay.
So it's really very enjoyable. And also, one of our most recent openings in restaurants was Don Coqui in Haverstraw that serves Puerto Rico's greatest delights. Mm. It also offers live entertainment and has breathtaking views of the Hudson River.
Oh, that sounds great, too.
Yeah.
We used to go to the Clarksville Inn. Is that still around? Clarksville?
I'm actually... Clark's, I'm not absolutely 100% certain. I'd have to take a look at that.
It was in West Nyack somewhere. That was a really great little restaurant. And I'll tell you, I run a little a ministry in the city of Newburgh, and we go down. We have to pick up food from the food bank down in Stony Point. And I came across a place called the Hogan Family. I think it's a family diner or family restaurant. We had breakfast there. What an incredible little place. It was right on 9W somewhere.
It is. It's one of our jewels, and it's up in Stony Point, the northern section, and a lot of people come up to Hogan and really enjoy it.
Oh, it's
great.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful place. There's also, I don't know if you're aware, but very recently, one of our restaurants in Nyack was chosen as one of the top 20 restaurants by Esquire magazine in the United States. Yeah, and that's Carinderia, and that's in Main Street in Nyack. It's Filipino and Asian-inspired food.
Oh, wow.
So another wonderful place to visit in the county.
Yeah, Nyack's got a lot of great food. Piermont had some great restaurants, too.
They're all listed on our website at ExploreRocklandNY.com, and you can click on to the restaurant and then go directly to their own websites and be able to learn more about the cuisine that they have to offer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. What about your historic sites? You've got quite a few interesting historic sites. Are any of them doing tours or decorated for the holiday kind of stuff?
Is it? Well, the Jacob Lovell House, it certainly is decorated and doing candlelight tours during the season. Stony Point Battlefield, as well as Stony Point Park, does close down during the winter season, but it's still a place where you can go hiking and you'll be able to see a lot of, you know, beautiful sceneries up there as well.
You've got some good museums, too. If somebody, like sometimes people get family coming and they're going to stay, you know, for a couple days around the holidays, and what do you do with the family? I mean, you've got a Holocaust museum, you've got a law enforcement museum, you've got really nice museums. There's firefighters, I think, too, down there. And
yeah, and we also have the Hopper House, which is now a museum as well. The Hopper House in Nyack, which is Edward Hopper House, his childhood home,
where
a lot of his paintings. And, you know, that's also available, you know, for the holiday season, as well as decorated nicely in Nyack as well. And our hotels, you know, we've got the Time Hotel, which is our boutique hotel in Nyack. Our bed and breakfast that are in the county certainly have the Bricktown Inn, well as, and there's a beautiful places to come to stay and enjoy, you know, just enjoy the season in quaint little towns and villages outside of the hustle and bustle of New York City, and just be able to sit back, relax, and enjoy the view.
Yeah. What's the state of the Bear Mountain Inn?
The Bear Mountain Inn, well, the Bear Mountain Inn is actually very special this time of year. They're offering breakfast with Santa at the Bear Mountain Inn, on Saturday mornings, and certainly beautifully decorated during the holiday season. So certainly would love to have people come enjoy breakfast with Santa at the Bear Mountain Inn,
And they still, do they have rooms where people can stay overnight if they want to?
Yes, they do. They have rooms where people can stay overnight, and a wonderful restaurant as well on property, which is fabulous. Yeah.
And they're and then the restaurant's open every day. I mean, they used to have a really great brunch. That was years ago also. I don't know if they still do things like that. And they had buffets. I mean, special situation. So I don't know if they're still doing any of that.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, again, on our website, ExploreRocklandNY.com, you can get all that information about what exactly they're offering and the hours and things like that.
Sure, sure. That sounds great. Pearl River Hilton, is that still down there? That used to be a beautiful, beautiful place to stay.
Pearl River Hilton is open and operational and beautifully decorated as well for the holiday season. Yeah. So certainly a place to come, you know, and stay.
If somebody wanted to have a party for the family, like a family, what kind of places can you recommend for if you want to have a big party, maybe for your business,
well,
for your family?
You know, it depends on what you're looking for. You know, we have Torn Valley Vineyards, which is absolutely beautiful, a great place to stay. The Time Hotel has a beautiful ballroom as well. The Pearl River Hilton, as you mentioned before, all of these, as well as a number of restaurants that can also serve as opportunities for sites for parties.
Okay, good. That's a nice thing. You get a lot of family reunion kind of deals where instead of cooking at home, it's easier. Everybody just goes to a place and have a nice time and, you know, that kind of thing. So
Let's not forget at Palisades Mall that there's all sorts of entertainment. You know, there's the ice rink there. There's the bowling as well. There's a lot to do at the mall, not just shopping, you know. certainly it's an opportunity. Yeah, I have one of my friends was recently mentioning that her husband hates to shop, so he actually went and stayed. He stayed and went with the kids to entertain them, and she was able to go shopping. And
wow.
So, you know, he went to Dave and Buster's with the kids, and, well, she went shopping for the day, and they found things to do, kept the kids occupied all day, kept him interested, and the entire family was happy.
Well, yeah, you guys think of everything. That's a great idea. They still have the carousel in the mall there?
Absolutely. We've got the carousel, and we also have the star.
Oh, the what? The star?
The Ferris wheel.
Oh, the Ferris wheel is in there.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I call it the star, but the Ferris wheel, yeah.
So there's fun things you can do with the kids there that, you know, while everybody else shops, that's great. And that keeps, you know, the kids away so you can think about what you want to buy without being unduly pressured, I guess. So that's good.
Yes, absolutely. And coming up, you know, in January for New Year's, we have the Brick House Nyack Circus Dinner. It's on the 31st, and that's going to be offering a circus-themed New Year's Eve with bands, games, and food and drinks. So something uniquely different to welcome in 2019.
Wow, that sounds great too. So yeah, so January is a whole nother ball game. I'm trying to think, what about things like cutting your own Christmas tree? Are there places that you can go in Rockland for that?
Actually, you know, we do not have a Christmas tree farm for cutting your own tree. You can purchase some trees in Rockland, but not an opportunity to cut your own.
So to purchase them, are there farm markets open, or what kind of places do you have that maybe...
We do have. Our markets are open, and you can come and purchase a tree in Rockland County. There's a variety of places. And again, I'll direct you to the website to see, you know, which ones are offering that this year.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's great. So website, because sometimes people make a whole big outing where they go... They do some shopping, they go out to eat, they, you know, do something else, they get a tree. Then other times they might go and they'll be out doing the outdoor, you know, activities. That's a, you know, another kind of thing with the parks. So that's great. Now the special event, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about the events you mentioned. What about the parade? Do you have the date on that?
The parade, the holiday parade?
Yeah.
In Suffern, that is going to be on December 1st from 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay.
And it's free admission in the village of Suffern.
Anything else that's this particular week so we can get it out in time for everybody to know about it?
On December 2nd, we've got the Indoor Street Fair and Gift Gallery. That's going to be in Nyack, and it's an opportunity for the merchants to come together under one roof and be able to show their unique and most popular gift-giving ideas, and that's going to be on December 2nd at the Nyack Center.
Uh-huh.
So we invite people to come to that. The premier holiday festival, December 2nd, is going to be in Piermont, and it's going to be featuring music, tree lighting festivals with all sorts of snacks and hot chocolate, so certainly something else that's wonderful.
And that's in the evening probably, right? That's about 6, or does it have a time frame on it?
It does not have the time.
Okay.
It does not have
the time. Might be all day.
Tree lighting. Yeah, so it does have the tree lighting, so it's going to be an opportunity for that.
Yeah.
I also want to talk about the Rockland Center for the Arts, the Affordable Art and Pottery Bazaar.
Ooh.
That's going to be December 9th to the 23rd. That's from 11 to 5 p.m. And it's at the Rockland Center for the Arts. It's free admission, and it's really an affordable art fair in New York. If you don't, you know, need to travel to the city, you can certainly come to Rockland Center for the Arts and purchase your art and your pottery at great prices.
Wow, that sounds great, too. So the Rockland Center for the Arts is in what town?
That's in West Nyack.
West Nyack. Okay, great.
West Nyack.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah.
The Victorian Tea that I was mentioning earlier, that holiday Victorian Tea, that's going to be at the Bricktown Inn, is on December 15th and 16th, 12:30 and 3:30 p.m. in Haverstraw.
Okay, so there's two seatings, 12:30 and 3:30. Oh,
3:30.
Yeah. That's a very unique event. There's not too many of those going on anywhere. So,
no.
Yeah, yeah. When people want to buy, are there specialty stores that you can mention? Like somebody wants to buy a bike. So there used to be a Piermont bike shop, I think it was. I don't remember. There's like specialty places that you might be able to.
So many different places in Rockland that specialize in certain things that it's really hard for me to come up and mention particular ones in general.
So in the website, there's probably a shopping area, I would think, and then they can look through those.
There's definitely a shopping area that you can learn about all of those things. You know, like if you want to do the biking, there's the 9W Bikes in Upper Nyack, the Nyack Bicycle Outfitters Bike Shop in Nyack, but there's certainly others throughout the county that are worth visiting as well.
That sounds great. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left. Maybe you could also give us some contact information. Say somebody wants to bring a bus group, you know, to go to the museums or do something in a group. I would think they shouldn't just show up. They should call you guys ahead of time, right?
Oh, absolutely. Again, on our website, explorerocklandny.com, we do have some itineraries of things to do in Rockland County, as well as information on how to reach us. And it's really by going on that website, you can contact us directly and email us at explorerocklandny.com, and we would be able to assist you with that. Our office works with numerous bus and tour organizations to help them come and maneuver through Rockland County and really optimize the time that they have to see the most within the county and really be able to explore it. So that all of that is on our website, and it's certainly an opportunity for people to come and visit us, which we welcome them to come not only during the holiday season, but throughout the year, because events at Rockland County change all the time. And again, we've got a calendar of events on the website that shows what's happening every day and every weekend in the county for people to come and enjoy.
Great. Is there any visitor centers in Rockland County?
We're working on that. We do not have an actual, well, there is a visitor center on the Palisades Interstate Parkway, but it is not necessarily a Rockland visitor center. We're working to get one, hopefully coming soon in Rockland County. We will have one of those.
Okay, so the travel guide, they might be able to order a paper travel guide through the website, I would guess, then.
Yes, you can do that, but we also have the travel guide digitally on the website. So all of that information can be seen there. We have maps of the county and a plethora of information to let people know what's happening in Rockland County.
But the website sounds like a one-stop, you know, way to get everything. So
it certainly is. It certainly is. And we work very hard to keep it up to date with everything on there. So certainly the best way to find out about Rockland County and things to do, places to go, and places to stay certainly is the website. We maintain it every day. We have something new being posted on there.
Fantastic. Well, Lucy, we thank you very much. We're out of time. We're going to run this show this week the first and also next weekend. So if anybody missed it, they can catch it a second time. So thank you so much. I wish you the best for the holiday season.
Thank you. Same to you and yours and all your listeners.
Okay. Take care.
Well, take care.
Yep. That's a wrap for this week, folks. I hope you check out Rockland County. They've got a lot to offer, and this is a great season to go check it out. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.